this country needs an all-out, all-of-the-above energy strategy that develops every available source of American energy. I encourage to hear you echo those comments today in your testimony. Unfortunately, the President's rhetoric rarely matches the reality, and Monday Congress learned the lesson once again, of course, with the President's fiscal year 2013 budget. Specifically, the tens of billions of dollars in new taxes and fees on American energy, oil and natural gas. You know, it's hard to understand how the President can impose tens of billions of dollars in new taxes on American energy and still pursue the, quote, all-out, all-of-the-above strategy that develops every available source of American energy. American people realize that doesn't make sense. We all support renewable energy. What I see, though, is that this president, this administration, ignoring the everyday concerns of American families. Today, the average price of regular unleaded gasoline is over $3.50 a gallon. USA Today, the morning after the Super Bowl, chaotic spring predicted for gas, average price is likely to hit over $4 a gallon. This morning's Wall Street Journal front page, oil rise imperils budding recovery, goes on to say that the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline has jumped 13 cents to $3.51 a gallon in the past month, so 13 cents in the last month. Some parts of the country have seen even bigger increases, prices approaching $4 a gallon in parts of California. And then the impact of the families. Higher prices at the pump force consumers to cut back spending on discretionary items like restaurant meals, haircuts, family vacations, hurting those industries. A prolonged increase can drive up inflation and drive down hiring. We're trying to get people back to work in this country. It just seems if we're going to try to get the economy going again, we need affordable transportation fuel. We do know that the president, when he was running for office, said under his policies, specifically electricity costs, he said, quote, would necessarily skyrocket. People have seen that. So that's why I'm hoping that the Congress has a chance to vote on and then reject the president's budget. So I come with a number of questions, and one is in terms of how